And our root delusion is called the ignorance of self-grasping, that is grasping at everything as if it existed in the way that it appears. As if it existed in the way that it appears. So how do things appear to you? They appear to you to exist outside of you, don't they? They exist out there. They're not in here, they're not in your mind. No, they're out there. So as we might see, if you hang on for a few more months, or weeks, I don't know how long, we'll get to the point where we'll understand that that is completely wrong. Completely and utterly wrong. We can prove it. Scientific proof. We have methods and meditation techniques which are scientifically provable. What instruments do we use in that scientific laboratory? We use the instrument of wisdom, our own mind of wisdom, checking precisely what is reality. And we see that the present method that we use, which is accepting blindly that all the things we normally see actually exist, that method is wrong, utterly wrong. So we're living in a world of our own creation, coming from our ignorance, and depending upon the experiences you're having, it can be a nice world, it can be an unpleasant world, and all of these are created by your ignorance, our own ignorance. And we've had this since time without beginning. There's no beginning to this process. We've still got it now. Contaminated rebirth, contaminated rebirth. Renunciation has these two features. One of them is to, what does it say? Stop attachment to worldly pleasures. I'll talk about that in a minute in case you're getting scared. But the other one is to seek a way out of this cycle of contamination. It's time to sit down. Yeah, Gandhi needs to sit. He enjoys sitting. Thanks, Gandhi. So renunciation is a big mind. You know, it's a huge. In fact, it's the very first spiritual path, we say. You know, why is it a spiritual path? Because it's reliably taking us, this mind is reliably taking us in the direction of pure happiness, pure freedom from suffering for ourselves and others, this mind. And for folk like ourselves, you know, what we need to do is begin to see the faults of the mind of attachment. What is attachment? Uncontrolled desire, that's all. The uncontrolled desire for the fulfillment of our own wishes, to eat, drink, fornicate, make merry, and be happy forevermore doing these things. This is our uncontrolled desire. We may have an uncontrolled desire for good ideas, but we have many uncontrolled desires for strange things. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with enjoying eating, drinking, sexual activity. Nothing inherently wrong with those activities. Please don't misunderstand Buddha's teaching on moral discipline. He's not saying this is wrong. What he's saying is, it is our mind of uncontrolled desire for these activities which is a mistake. Why is it a mistake? It's a mistake because if we fill our entire life up with searching after these things, we waste our life. We waste it. Instead of trying to realize the potential that we have as a human being, our potential to become enlightened, to become free from all this, we spend our time just like an animal, rooting around after eating, you know, pleasant things to eat, to drink, pleasant things to wear, pleasant things to smell, beautiful perfumes, so nice, and so forth. We preoccupy our whole life like this.